we turn to retired Colonel Patrick Lang, a former chief of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
How does the on-again, off-again fight for Najaf look from a military perspective?
Well, I don't think a military perspective is really the most important way to look at it. In fact, what you see in Iraq now is a process of politics amongst the various Iraqi factions, groups, individuals, sects, to see who's going to be part of the governance of Iraq in the post Saddam era. And the fighting you see on the surface is really symptomatic of that. So that what the U.S. Army and Marines are doing at Najaf is really putting enough pressure on Muqtada Sadr so that he listens to Prime Minister Alawi.
Some had thought back in April that the United States had a chance to finish off Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army. I'm wondering if you think that it should have done so.
No, I don't think so. In fact, Muqtada Sadr has for good or ill, inherited the mantle of leadership of a large faction of Shia Islam in Iraq, which represents the poor and disenfranchised. And if you wipe out his force, you've alienated them to the extent that Mr. Alawi has very little chance of trying to bring them into the political process.
As you've said, obviously politics is very much at play here, but there is a lot of fighting, and it's not just in Najaf. There are seemingly daily engagements in Sadr City and Baghdad, air raids on Fallujah frequently, and a relentless series of roadside bombs and car bombings. What should the U.S. military's priority be right now?
The U.S. military priority should be to support the Iraqi interim government in order to make sure that it has sufficient authority and can consolidate its position and bring as many of these different factions into effective cooperation with the government as possible. But I don't think, if we think of this in terms of what the American forces should be doing as combat operations, as an end in themselves, I think we miss the whole point. This is essentially a political process that is undergoing. What you're seeing is Iraqi politics, and the fighting that is going on is symptomatic of what's going on beneath the surface.
But with so much fighting, how can the political process go forward?
No, this is not American politics. This is Iraqi and Middle Eastern politics. What counts is what's going on beneath the surface. I'm talking about is politics in terms of how these groups decide to apportion power among themselves and who's going to cooperate them, with whom in this thing. This is not the United States. This is Iraq. This is the Arab world. They don't operate the way we do, and they have no tradition of everybody lining up neatly at the polls to vote for some party. So they're settling the political process in the way they understand how to do it. Until we understand that, we'll get nowhere.
So you don't see this back and forth, what could look like hesitation to some. That doesn't mean that the politics behind the scenes is necessarily going badly?
No, I don't see it that way at all. I see it as an ongoing dynamic process, which goes on all the time at one level of conspiracy, deviousness, and violence all over the Arab world continuously. If you go over to Lebanon or Syria or Egypt or Algeria, you'll find the same kind of things going on. There just isn't as much fighting going on because the society hasn't been as disrupted as it was by our removal of the old regime. But if you look at Algeria in 1992 and what happened afterwards, exactly the same kind of large-scale violence broke out as people contested for political power in Algeria.
So would you say then this stated mission of bringing democracy to Iraq, is that a false mission?
What do you mean by democracy? If you mean counting noses at the polling place, then they'll do that. But what will happen is that they will align the factions in Iraq according to some system satisfactory to them. It won't be on the basis of nationwide, ideologically driven parties. It'll be on the basis of regional parties, centered around individuals, sects, and their democracy will not be like our democracy. And that's what the Iraqis keep trying to tell us, is that you have to let us create a democracy that is appropriate to our cultural tradition.
Retired Colonel Patrick Lang is a former chief of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency. Thanks so much.
That was a great pleasure.